Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika. Join me for casual convos with special co-host guests. Without overthinking or overplanning, we casually explore our thoughts, personal experiences, and spiritual journeys across a range of random topics. Plus, at the end of each episode, I'll pose a few thought-provoking questions, just a little food for thought to keep the conversation going. So, today joining us is an amazing child of the Most High God. Amazing because God uniquely created her. And that in itself is truly one of a kind. There is no one else in this whole wide world like this person. So, why? Because she's my niece. My beautiful niece. So without further ado, let's get this casual conversation started. She's making me laugh. Please welcome my beautiful, amazing niece, Autumn Sky. Hello, beauty.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Are you ready to have a casual combo with your crazy auntie?
Yes.
I'm so excited about this. So we were actually talking about, you know, what we would conversate about. Like, what could this casual combo really be about? And what popped into my spirit was, and something that I can relate to, and I'm sure all you can relate to it as well, been bad, but trying to be good. Can you relate, Autumn?
Yes.
How can you relate? Let's start with that. What makes you in this topic, you know, what makes it relatable to you?
Because I have been bad before, but I'm trying to do better now.
Yeah, I can say that for myself too. In little instances, like, I'm not perfect, but I do know right from wrong. And even when I fall short in the eyes of God, I just try to repent and immediately try to do better the next time. And sincerely, like, not just, oh, you know, I'll get to it when I can, you know, like, really, really try to make the positive changes. And I think because you're still growing up, that it's probably a little bit harder to stay more consistent with those changes. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think feels more natural to you to help maybe keep you more on the road of trying to be good?
Staying off of social medias and distancing myself from people I shouldn't be around.
Oh, girl, you talking to me? Because I can relate. I can relate. That's exactly what I'm going through right now. I'm going through the same thing. Too much social media is so distracting. Like, you just kind of find yourself going down this long rabbit hole. You ever heard that expression before?
Yeah.
It's like a deep, dark hole that just keeps going and going. And then before you know it, it's 5 a.m. and you up. So, yes, let's dive into this topic, like, even more. Like, how making positive changes in our lives and the challenges we face along the way. So, let's see here. My personal story, you heard Autumn's personal story to an extent, but we'll expand on that. I'll go first. All right. So when was a time that I can think of that I felt I was doing something wrong and decided to make a change? Let me see. I'm going to say, oh, so many thoughts are running through my head. I'm going to go with what's really bothering me right now, which is, like, procrastination. Like, being disciplined in, you know, my workouts, being disciplined with my eating habits, and being disciplined with, you know, reading the word. Like, reading the word of God is not a consistent thing as much as I could make it, especially if I remove the social media from my, like, as much as I'm on social media. Like, if I can balance all of those things out, I would be an unstoppable force, because I already am an unstoppable force just because the grace and mercy of my Heavenly Father. But really, really putting my faith into what He's put in my spirit to do. And even when I'm tired, even when I want to give up, I still have faith to complete what I know is in my heart and mind to do, because that is the Father's will that He's placed in my heart to do, you know? So I believe right now it's coming together. I'm not going to sound like I'm getting too hard on myself about it, because I'm actually, I'm in the process and I'm already seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm really, really feeling positive about where I am going in the next few weeks and the days, God willing, in the year. I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I do mean that, because the Most High is like right up in my life, and I plan on keeping Him there forefront. So, Autumn, can you share a time when you felt like you were doing something wrong but decided to make a change?
Like, when back when school was happening, I would be in drama, and I would like get into a bunch of stuff with people, and I knew I was doing, it wasn't right, but I continued to do it.
Oh wait, you're not talking about drama like on a play. You're talking about drama and just like between friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my aunt, she had a sit down with me, and I realized that what I was doing wrong and what it can cause me. And so that, like, made me stop doing it. And I realized it was wrong. And I realized I should stop doing it. And it was not only affecting me, it was affecting other people.
That's beautiful. The Most High used me to speak to you in that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so honored. And everything has gotten better ever since?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What about old friends? They're, like, that you say that weren't friends, that you guys are back friends? Or not really?
Not with some of them.
Okay. But it was probably for the best? That,
yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. That you could see that and you experience that. And then hopefully keep that going for future instances. If something occurs, you'll know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So, let's see here. I think those are two relatable stories that people can, you know, relate to. I keep saying relate, but I mean, what other word can I really use, right? But it's never easy to admit when we're not doing our best, but recognizing it, the first step to making a change, helps us to progress into going down more of that righteous path. You know what I mean? Like going down that narrow road. And sometimes that causes losses in friendships, not as close with certain family members, and just a time where we have to be sitting in solitude where it kind of feels lonely. But God is working within us to keep us strong on the inside, but also tough skin on the outside, you know? So, do you think it's hard to break old habits? Or do you think it's kind of easy? Like, how do you find that to feel?
It was kind of easy, but, like, I knew it was easy, but I just made it harder for myself.
How'd you make it hard for yourself?
Because I wouldn't, like, listen to people, and I would just do it just to look cool or and stuff, but in reality it wasn't.
Wow. Why do you think we do that? Why do you think that we try to look cool for people who might just not, I'm sorry to say, might go to hell? You know what I mean? Like, we don't even know where we're gonna end up at the end of this road. But why do you think it's so much pressure to try to look cool for people who don't even really know us, and for people we don't even really know? Like, what do you think the pressure is behind that? I don't know either. Like, what to? I guess the standards of what's put on TV, what we watch on social media, what's the perception of what being cool is, and if we feel like we have to live up to that without having like a balance, especially of godliness, holiness, and righteousness. I mean, do you ever hear those words on TV?
No.
So we're not gonna get much of that, right? We're gonna get more of like society and the world's way of thinking. So I guess that is like the pressure to kind of live up to that, if everybody's looking at that and seeing that, and then we start to become somebody that God never intended us to be. So then how do we find balance? How do you think we find balance with all of that?
By like distancing yourself from a lot of stuff and like staying off of like social medias, mm-hmm. that will affect you, and it would sometimes change you,
tempt you even, right?
Yeah.
So if we're stepping away from these things, what can we put in that place, like a positive, like what's some positives we can add if we're taking away the negative? I know one that you already do.
What?
Track.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a track star. Right? Like working out. Your eating kind of is crazy, I gotta say. Oh, you got your ramen noodles. I mean, you're so lucky. You're so young. So like these things don't really affect you now. However, you probably got to add some more fruit and veggies in your diet.
Yeah. I eat a lot of fruits now, but I just need to get those vegetables.
What's your favorite vegetable? Do you have a favorite vegetable? If you had to really pick one.
It'll probably be broccoli.
Broccoli? You know there's broccoli in the fridge right now, right? You want some? Because that's been sitting there for like 2 days. But yeah, no, it's really cool. I think again, like I actually just signed up with a personal trainer, and I start an online personal training session on Sunday, and I'm really excited about it. So that's going to help me kind of stay more disciplined and on track, because like I've been eating good, but I haven't been working out. You haven't seen me work out in how long. And I'm talking about I'm going to dust you in a race. I don't think so. So I got to get it together. Okay, sir. And then reading the word. We have to find time where we're reading the word consistently. Even if we start off like 3 to 4 times a week. But it's those 3 to 4 times out of the week that we're reading our Bible. What do you think? And prayer is important. Consistent prayer morning and night. But then what do you think kind of strays away from the prayer life? Are you consistent praying every day and every night?
Sometimes. Sometimes like I forget, or I'm doing other things, or yeah, I'm just doing other things, and then like it distracts my mind from doing that.
Yeah, and then you just fall asleep, or just wake up and just be like, oh, I'm hungry. Yeah, so we gotta make a, we should probably make a handshake later. We're gonna start reading our Bibles. prayers. We'll work on it. All right. So, So I think this is just a start to really have us understand that we're on a path to try to be perfect in the eyes of the Most High. He knows that we're going to have struggles. He knows there's a lot of temptation. He knows that, you know, there's a lot of worldly influences around us. But if we really, really stick together and we find our tribe, our few good people, even if it's like one other person that we can confide in, that's a blessing in itself, because so many people don't even have that. So I think we're already highly blessed in just having each other to have this conversation, so that we can then be a blessing and be a light to our friends and our family. Like, you know, because there's so much darkness in the world, and we'll be that light to brighten it up. Even if people are unhealed and unworthy or they don't understand, we'll just keep shining bright, and they're just going to have to get with it or get lost, you know? Remember I was telling you, I stay in the car and I look at you every time I look at you, we're going to what?
Wait, what?
And I saw you in the car yesterday and I was like, every time I look back at you, we're going to automatically do what?
Smile.
Exactly. Can't go wrong with a smile, girl. All right, so I'm having so much fun. So at the end of every episode, okay, I like to ask these thought-provoking questions. It makes you say, okay? So, Autumn, the first question I have for you is, what aspect of your life do you think God is most interested in improving, and why?
Like, what do you mean by that?
So, what part of your life do you think God is interested in changing and making better right now in your life, and why?
My attitude.
Oh! Why is that?
Because sometimes I can't control my attitude, and I sometimes don't know or think I have an attitude, but it shows. And I feel like he's improving because he's, like, interested in improving it, because it I haven't been, like, having the worst attitude that I've had in the past. So I feel like he's definitely helping me get better with, like, using my manners and, like, not being disrespectful.
I love that answer. That's amazing. And I'm always praying for you with that, too. All right, number two. If you could ask God one question and receive an immediate answer, what would it be?
Am I going on the right track? Like, am I going the right path instead of taking the other path to somewhere no one wants to be?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. I would love to hear him like, yes, child, keep going. Number three, what do you think happens after we die?
We go to, like, I forget what it's called. It's like the judgment thing.
Well, the place of the dead, or Sheol, or...
Yeah, and, like, he determines if you made it to heaven or if you go to hell or not.
Yeah, that's what you think, huh? Yeah. That's... So we're just waiting there to be judged. That's what you think?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I like it. What life All right, 4. What life experience has most strengthened your faith?
Track.
That's beautiful. And can I ask why?
Because I felt like this is my second year doing track, and I feel like it's I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made me when I'm running, I clear my mind, and all I'm thinking about is what my times are gonna be,
mm-hmm.
or if I PR'd or not. And I feel like that has strengthened me a lot, because before track I wasn't really doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
but this has this is gonna help me help me a lot when I start to grow up and I get out of middle school and I go into high school and then college, and it can help me a lot,
mm-hmm.
when I'm older. So I feel like that has strengthened me a lot.
God's will. I pray you can get all the way there and see yourself in a light that you couldn't even fathom. You'd be like, oh, praises to the Most High. Isn't it so funny? I had this thought. Remember when you was trying to quit track?
Yeah.
He was like, I just don't want to go anymore. And I was like, all right, well, let's just do Bible study every day when you come home. He was like, hey! I'll go to track. Okay, last question. Where do you hope to be in the next 5 years?
I hope to be successful, and when I get older, I want to be a doctor.
What kind of a doctor?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But I either want to be a doctor or I want to be an attorney. Mostly an attorney, though, so I feel like doing that, I just feel like I'll be successful in the next 5 years, and I'll be a better person than who I am today.
I love you, Autumn Sky. You're beautiful. That was beautiful. Well, I want to just thank you so much for having this casual convo with us, and just really keeping it 100% genuine, because I think that is going to help people understand that we are a unity, you know, in one with Christ, with ourselves, just trying to be better. We're all just trying to get to a better place, you know, ultimately peace, you know, peace of mind, peace with what we have, and peace from Christ. That's it. I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, so thank you so much for listening to today's casual convo. I hope it inspired you all. And until next time, peace. Oh my goodness, this episode is so dear to my heart, you all. You have no idea. To have my beautiful, growing in the spirit niece, Autumn Sky. So yes, I really, 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 really do hope this episode inspired you all, and to also remember that we are to be examples to the youth. You know, if you're an aunt, if you're an uncle, if you're a parent, you know, talk about God in the homes, you know, bring back reading with the children, because they are looking to be ignited in the spirit. That's what is being missed, you know, depression, just all these anxiety, all these things that the Most High never intended for us comes from lack of being in His Word. So again, I really, really do hope this episode brought you a bit closer to God. And until we chat again, remember to always speak kindly to yourself and to others. You never know what someone else is facing. Trust me, we've all got work to do. So know that I am always praying for you, and I hope you are praying for me too. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Christ, be with us all. Amen.